Supreme Court.
Would indeed.
An attempt made in the virtual presence of the President of the United States, which was frustrated only because the judge refused to listen to the offer, they said.
My God, that's scary.
An investigation will be credible only if this court cleans house as the president did with his associates. I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg.
That iceberg analogy is going around left and right, isn't it?
He said he wants to know what else Lilly and Hunt did in carrying on their investigation.
The judge.
He said he will await the turnover of additional material.
You can hear yourself soon, Mark.
The judge told the defense attorney the motion to dismiss should be predicated on the full information possible. He wants to get it out the judge. He said the case should not go to the jury until he has had the opportunity to obtain the information and evaluate it.
We'll hear your voice. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we pass the milk, but I'll pour it.
Good. Or Wooten said the investigation should include the question of whether government officials should be subjected to criminal prosecution for such crimes or trespassers and perjury.
What was your number?
That's my number.
This one was?
Yeah.
All right, here.
Because the president told Ehrlichman to
Probably has files on all of us. Everyone who gave money to McGovern probably has a file.
So the president, Mr. Ehrlichman recalled that sometime in 51, the president had expressed interest in the problem with unauthorized disclosure of classified government information and asked him to make inquiries independent of concurrent FBI investigations.
And he was really his henchman.
Mr. Ehrlichman assumed this responsibility and was assisted in this endeavor by two other people. A decision was made by them to conduct some investigation in the Pentagon Papers leak matter directly out of the White House. G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt were designated to conduct this investigation. So these guys were constantly under their service doing things.
It's just frightening.
Well, it'll come out.
Well, fortunately for the press, it's coming out. He couldn't suppress the press. Otherwise, he really would have had a real little dictatorial scene going there.
Mommy.
Yes?
Come on. Turn it on.
You want me to turn it on? What will we hear?
Let me turn it on.
Daddy's voice telling us what the world is.
That's right, we will hear. We better be careful with these tapes.
Turn it on, too.
Don't hear that? And Daddy would say, hey, is that me talking?
Probably. You know whose birthday it is?
What?
Christopher Roberts. He's 2 years old.
Today?
Uh-huh.
Where? What do you think we should buy him?
I think you can make something for him.
Like what?
I don't know, some little thing.
Maybe we should give him one of our puppets.
Mm-hmm. How
does he do that? That'd be a good idea.
We'll see,
Julia. Or I think we should give him some crayons with a pad.
We'll see.
Some crayons. Some.
A grandma birthday? Yeah, we gave her a birthday present, didn't we?
Why?
Yes, we brought her some flowers.
And it's Christopher's birthday.
Where did Christopher go?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
Where did he go?
Where does he live?
Right in the avenue.
No, that's where you live. Christopher lives on Carnarvon, in his house with Judy and Daniel and Jim.
Guess who got born first in their family? Pack me, Sherman.
You want some cereal?
Pack me.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Do it.
You want to do it?
Just a little bit.
Maybe don't take much. Okay, give me back the cereal. You put the cereal right in here. Okay, put it there. On the plate. There we go. Okay, no plate. Okay.
I'll get you a bowl just a minute.
Have some more, Mommy?
Yes.
Of cereal?
Well, Joanna, that gives a tummy ache.
You told me you had a tummy ache already.
Thank you, you've eaten enough. You ate a piece of toast.
I was hungry.
Good. And a full bowl of cereal.
I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. If you don't give me anything else, I'll be hungry right after breakfast.
Well, Joanna, I think that's really enough. Oh, look, you don't even have your foot. There. Joanna, it's your stomach.
Oh. Don't tell us
please
about
the
tummy.
Oops, the chair.
Don't tell us about the tummy.
Yeah,
I think you will. I just think that you will.
Take it in a paper.
No,
I'm
going to
share it
now.
And so I won't.
Okay.
Look
how much I took.
Good. Uh-oh. What happened, sweetie? No, it was an accident. No. Come on, dear. Are you all right, Joanna?
No.
Did your cry hurt or are you sick?
I'm back.
Okay.
Well, stay up there and finish your cereal.
No.
Okay?
Mom?
Okay, just a minute, Laura. I can only do one thing at a time. Are you all right? Oh, I hope so. Climb back up. You're okay. We'll just leave the cereal up. Honey, don't bother putting it back in.
Mom?
What? Pardon me?
When I feel I don't have a stomachache.
You don't have a stomachache. Good. But who's going to make poo-poo in the potty today?
Me. Me. How about Wee-Wee's?
What is karma?
I don't know. I learned it from American Josh. I don't know what karma is.
I don't know what it is either. So you know a wise idea?
What?
It's not good to use a word when you don't know what it means.
I know it means something good, so I'm going to use it.
Well, not, it doesn't mean something good necessarily. I don't know what it means.
Daddy!
Yes?
I sort of do it, so I can't.
Can I look at milk in the cereal?
What's juba juba juba
juba?
Lovely coral casino.
How about sunbath?
Sunbath.
How about bath in the bathtub?
Don't take my coffee cup.
No, listen to the coffee cup.
Laura, do not eat crayon. That's really all we need.
It's a thick tummy.
Better.
That's your fork.
Your fork.
No, it's your fork. Do you need any money, Sue?
No.
Do you need any money, Daddy?
So, I'm going to see there if Vicky would like to babysit Friday night.
Friday night?
Okay.
You call.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
Carl?
Would you get that out of your mouth? And you really are not interested in the weekend experience, would you?
I'm working Saturday.
I know, but you know, from the Sunday also.
No, I'm working Saturday. And
no, you're not interested in it. Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
It'd be too much for me. Probably have to make rounds someday.
Okay, I just wanted
to... Who has to make rounds someday?
We have to go to bed someday.
Where?
If Vicky could do it here, then I'd let her do it.
Sure.
I can hurt to ask. Sure she can. What? Oh, careful! Uh-oh!
What happened?
Go ahead, I'll take it. What are you doing, Sue?
Warm me no matter what.
Oh, Bear, come on, you don't have to. Well, it happens. It's our eldest, so. We're each being rejected. And think of it, I get the ultimate rejection. You may not cut up Dee Dee's story, you can only cut up your paper.
You know, Mommy? No, I was trying to make it like a short a story. You know how sometimes stories are like that? Mm-hmm.
Where's the other pair of scissors?
Let's stop it. Mom, come on, scissors.